This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The European Union began a vaccine rollout Saturday, while countries in the bloc were forced back into lockdown by a new strain of the virus. The new strain discovered in Britain is believed to be much more infectious. Hours before the first vaccine doses arrived in France, Paris's health ministry confirmed late Friday that it had detected its first case of the new variant in a citizen returned from Britain. The coronavirus pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world, but the recent launching of inoculation campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring respite. Hundreds of millions across the world celebrated low-key Christmas festivities due to coronavirus restrictions as Pope Francis called for vaccines for everyone, describing them as glimmers of hope in this period of darkness and uncertainty. Like so many across the globe, the Pope was forced to break with normal Christmas tradition, holding his annual speech by video to prevent a crowd from gathering in St. Peter's Square. In her own annual Christmas speech, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II also spoke of hope during difficult and unpredictable times. Britain has been through a particularly tough time again after the discovery of a new strain of coronavirus within its borders. Meantime, more than 4,500 trucks among a huge backlog of trucks stranded for days in the British port of Dover have crossed the English Channel after extra troops were deployed to step up coronavirus testing. Ferry services between Dover and the French port of Calais resumed on Thursday, ending a blockade France had imposed for several days following the discovery of that new coronavirus variant in England. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the United States will require airline passengers from Britain to get a negative COVID-19 test before their flight. The U.S. is the latest country to announce fresh travel restrictions because of a new variant of the coronavirus that is spreading in Britain and elsewhere. Airline passengers from Britain will need to get negative COVID-19 tests within 3 days of their trip and provide the results to the airline. Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission has revised its estimate of the number of people killed in an attack by gunmen in the western part of the country. The commission said a total of 207 people were killed in Wednesday's attack, more than doubling a previous count. Local leaders blame ethnic Gumuz people for the violence, which took place in an area known as Metekel. The Human Rights Commission said an effort is underway to identify the victims with the help of survivors and identity cards. It also appealed for authorities to provide humanitarian assistance to the victims and people displaced by the attack. And it said around 10,000 people had fled the area as a result of the violence. Regional authorities said on Thursday that troops had killed 42 armed men alleged to have taken part in the massacre without giving details about their identities. Two Afghan policemen were killed as three separate sticky bombs exploded in Kabul on Saturday, according to Afghan police. A police spokesman said the two officers were killed when a sticky bomb attached to their pickup truck exploded in a central district of Kabul. The spokesman said a civilian was wounded in the blast. Another explosive went off in another police vehicle in a western district of the city, wounding two security personnel. The spokesman said that a third bomb also exploded in the city, but caused no casualties. Journalists, politicians, and rights activists have increasingly come under targeted attacks as violence surges in Afghanistan, despite peace talks between the government and the Taliban. The talks, which started on September 12th in Doha, are currently on break until early January. The fast-track ratification of the post-Brexit trade deal between Britain and the European Union got underway on Christmas Day as ambassadors from the bloc's 27 nations started assessing the accord that takes effect in a week. At Friday's exceptional meeting, the ambassadors were briefed about the details of the draft treaty by the EU's chief Brexit negotiator. They are set to reconvene again on Monday. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.